As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I don't really have any jewelry, so that's a cool little collector item, I guess. He's been awesome. Since the start, the communication that we've had, you know, the trust that we've built over the course of the last year, it's been awesome. And he's been playing extremely good football. Just happy that he's on our team.
Any idea why the Jets have been giving you the most problems
lately? I mean, I think these division games, they're always going to add a little bit more flair to it. They're a physical team. You know, they got a really good defense. In terms of why they've given me fits, again, I don't feel like I've protected the ball too well against them in the previous years, but you know, just making sure I'm being smart with the football and being decisive with my decisions of where it's going, and just allowing our guys to make plays.
Of course, you know Aaron Rodgers. He's one touchdown pass away from 500. Could you envision yourself reaching 500? Can you imagine what that takes aside from longevity?
I mean, that's a spectacular stat. You know, Aaron's one of the, if not the best, to ever throw a football. I think he's the most talented for sure, and the most gifted thrower of all time. The way he's been able to do it over the course of his career, it's been nothing but spectacular. He's been an idol of mine since I was a little kid, looking up to him and wanting to be in a position like him. So got a lot of love and respect for him. And could I envision it? I mean, sure. And, you know, it takes a lot to play in this league, to sustain your play in this league. Takes everyone around you. But again, year 19, I think he's in right now, year 20. It's a lot of football. He's seen a lot of things, and, you know, he's always evolved his game. But, yeah, he's one of the best to ever do it.
Aaron isn't sure. He's actually started to say he's not sure about what year 21 might hold, whether it continues on or doesn't. What might this be? Maybe the last. What might this mean to you? Maybe the last time going head to head against him, potentially. You know, what might that mean to you?
Again, I'm just trying to do my job and try to help our team win a football game. That's all I can really boil it down to. You know, it's still a surreal feeling being in the position I am and playing against, you know, a guy of his caliber. A guy that, I looked up to. But at the end of the day, we're just trying to win a football game. I mean, I think we're still, learning each other. And it takes reps. And, you know, the type of offense that we've been running, the everybody eats type of deal, you know, sometimes you get more opportunities than other guys based on the game, you know, and again, just trying to find more ways to get him to football because he's such a dynamic playmaker for us, and you know, I got to be better for him. But I think every day we're still getting more comfortable with each other, and you know, hopefully it starts paying dividends on the field.
Josh, after you guys wrapped up the division, you guys made it known that you guys were chasing the number one seed. Now with that specific goal out of reach, how does that maybe recalibrate the way that you guys approach or think about these last 2 weeks, especially in the context of what you said after the past game? You guys are sort of towing the line between.
Yeah, I think locking up the two seed is the number one priority, and that. That all that does is guarantee us two home playoff games. You know, and again, you gotta win the first one to get the second one. So that's all we're caring about is going out there this week and just trying to play good, sound football and our type of brand that we know how we can play.
What would it mean though to potentially give you guys to lock up the two seed this week, guys?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a huge plus when things are locked down, and obviously haven't talked about that at all with Coach McDermott or Coach Brady, and you know, we're focused on this week right now, Sunday, 1 o'clock.
Josh, the defense has done a great job with forcing takeaways all season long. You know, how much energy is that giving on the sideline, especially, you know, if you're giving them short fields or sometimes you're scoring?
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge help when you can, you know, flip the field in that fashion with a turnover. And I know we had one this last week, and, you know, I think we only got 3 points from it. So we got to be better. But, you know, when our defense can force turnovers, and on offense we're holding on to the football, that's typically a good recipe for success.
There was a report that came out last weekend that you were playing with a broken left hand. Is that accurate?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the left one, so don't really matter all that much.
How's the shoulder and elbow?
Good, just a little sore from this last game. Again, probably took too many opportunities for them to lay their hands and pads on me. So I just got to be smarter and make sure that we're rolling here.
Josh, you guys had a chance to finish undefeated in the regular season at home. What would that kind of mean?
Yeah, I think that's a precedent that Coach sets early on from everybody that gets here of defending our dirt and making sure that, you know, that's one of the best ways to help yourself get in the playoffs is being a good team at your home field. And that'd mean a lot because that's, again, one of our goals that we set out to do every year.
Just when you go back and look at the film from Sunday's game, what was it with the offense that that you guys weren't as prolific as you had been?
Yeah, I mean, I think they had a good game plan. You know, we didn't execute as well as we wish we did, obviously, and a few plays that we want back. But, again, we're just going to keep working hard, found a way to win. You know, and I think those – you learn more from those ones than you do from the blowout wins. And, you know, this close to the playoffs, I think that's a good reminder of, you know, getting back to our process and just getting back to some of the fundamental things.
Is there an element of it being a division game late in the season? Those games are always seem to be tight that you guys can sort of apply to this week against another division?
Yeah, I mean, I think you can look at it both ways, right? We're the team that we're playing, they don't really have anything to lose, so might as well go out and try to – win with a bang and do something crazy that you haven't showed on tape. And again, we just got to be ready for everything that they can throw at us and just try to execute as best as we can.
Aaron is a guy that's been here with you pretty much the entire both of you guys, the entire career. He's about to play in his 100th game. You played in yours earlier this season. You know, just what does that mean? What have you seen out of Taren throughout you guys' entire career?
Oh, man, he's been awesome. You know, what he's done for this football team and the rock that he is. He's a, you know, I wouldn't say he's the most vocal guy, but he is a leader on this team, and guys look up to him. The way that he works, the way that he carries himself each and every day in this building, it's infectious. You know, he's a great teammate, a great friend. You know, I feel like we have those type of guys in our locker room, and he's definitely one that helps set the tone when people get here of, like, how to be a Buffalo Bill. And I got a lot of love and respect for Taren.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.